DubCNN.com. Man, I love this working with DubCNN.com because it gives me the opportunity to talk to legends in the game. So without further ado, King T, how you doing, man?
Chilling, man. I'm chilling. I'm in the studio just, you know, getting my grind on. You know, this is my daily work, 9 to 5 in the studio, just mapping it out. But then
now you're working on your new project. It's called the Trifling Mixtape. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long has this been in the works for you?
Shit, about a year and a half. You know, I'm pretty much an old school cat, as you probably will know. You know, but this mixtape thing is like new to me. And it's pretty simple to go and just hop on some other cats' instrumentals and just kick some lines. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't been out for a minute, so I wanted to really give, you know, the fans of Liquid and King T, you know, give them something, you know, special for free, you know. So I got all original beats and, you know, original rhymes. We got new cats, we got old cats that I'm putting together, and it's just taking a little more time than I thought it would, you know.
Okay, so when you think of, because I'm a fan, I go back to the, you know, Act of Fool days, so I'm a fan for a long time. So when you talk about a year plus in the making, how many tracks have you recorded or kind of looked over and maybe said, no, not for this project? How many have you recorded?
Oh, shit, over 80 from 60 tracks to, you know, 80, you know. It's just, you know, cause, and I, you know, I take the lyrics and I put them on new beats. If I hear a new beat that I, it's, you know, remixing, I'm remixing for the mixtape and all kind of motherfucking shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I got like over, I'm like on some detox shit.
Okay. So you know, we got to get into a little bit of, when I was talking to a partner of mine, I said, I'm going to be talking to King T. He said, you got to ask him this question. So I got to ask it because I thought it was real cool. Now, you mentioned recording a lot of material for this project, but when you think about the Act of Fool, the Trifling album, all those things, do you have some like vaulted, unrecorded material that's just sitting in your vault that you might break out every once in a while and listen to? Do you have some vintage stuff that people have never heard?
Yeah, I mean, most definitely. I mean, there's going to be a few things on the Trifling mixtape. That's one of the reasons I call it the Trifling mixtape, because I was sitting up listening to the Trifling album, you know, and that's, you know, when we debuted the Alcoholics and things like that. So it was a lot of material that was left over from that album that I'm throwing on new beats and things like that, and, you know, reproducing and, you know. But yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm leaking something now. It'll be a lot of, yeah, vintage. Not too much, but you'll hear it. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I got a lot of shit.
I want to talk about the Liquid Crew, as I'm sure you always get asked that question, but I gotta talk about that in a second. But what I want to go through, and I want to mention one of my favorite King T albums, the Trifling album. If you had to rank, I mean, in terms of an album that you felt that was near and dear to your heart, which album would it be?
Well, I would have to say the Thy Kingdom Come album.
Okay.
That I did with Dre. It was like, I feel it was some of my best material I ever did, because, you know, the work I did with DJ Kool on Act a Fool, Trifling album, At Your Own Risk, you know, it was classic to me. You know, I was young and all that, but when you come under a situation to where, you know, like, everything is like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, every beat the nigga was pulling up, I wanted to drop something on, and And, you know, we came up with a lot of cool shit. And plus, I was a big fan of Dr. Dre. You know, we've been friends for a long time. And the nigga made classics, and I always wanted to work with him. And it was a blessing that I got to get in there for a few years and mess with him.
Yeah.
So that album was, it was the best to me. And you know, I was very amped about it. And it was my best work. And I should have stayed and been patient with Dre and just map it out and put it together like he wanted to put it up, you know. But being, you know, at that time, not being properly advised and being just, you know, my ego and just being real excited for what I had. And, you know the reputation of Dr. Dre. If it ain't perfect, it ain't coming out. And I got, you know, wind of that, you'll be shelved and all that. And I shouldn't have listened to all that. I should have just stayed there and just and put it together, you know. But I asked to be released. And could I roll with my masters and things like that. He didn't want me to leave, but, you know, like, if you want to roll, you know. and, you know, it was a mistake. But that was my best project.
Now, I want to, along those lines, now, it's interesting that you say that. I mean, it's because oftentimes when you hear about Aftermath, you mentioned the artists that kind of get on there, they get shelved. You hear about an artist like a Joel Ortiz or just different artists that maybe come into Aftermath and maybe they don't have that patience. Or, I mean, right. How difficult is that, though, T? How difficult is that to try to be patient when you have a project that maybe you feel is worthy of people listening and appreciating it?
I mean, if I knew things that I know now, I mean, you know, if you're brand new, you're novice, you're amateur to this dude. I mean, but
yeah,
this dude, you know, and you. I mean, like I say, you. I wish I would have known about the, you know, having patience and knew about how intricate and like how he's just like he's a genius in there.
Okay.
Sitting behind that board, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when he tell you it ain't right, it ain't right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It might sound great to you because it's the best shit you ever did in your life, but see, he knows how to make the motherfucking hits,
mm-hmm.
like to where you're selling fucking millions of records and you're going on tour. Don't just do something because it sounds good to you and oh, you did something with Dr. Dre and you know it's going to hit because Dr. Dre's name is on it. If that nigga say it ain't going to hit, it ain't going to hit.
Right.
But, you know, when you go, when you're there and you just signed and you've been there for a couple of years and been having fun, spending money, you want to get out there and do your thing. And a lot of kids, you know, I'm just speaking on me because I don't know, you know, Joel's situation, or Rakim, or Busta, or anybody.
Right.
But if I would have known what I know now, I would have sat there and just paced it out because you can't do nothing but get better.
Okay.
Sitting there and learning from the man, you know what I'm saying, sitting while he's doing this thing and all, you can't do nothing but get better. So I try to, you know, shake. You know, you got to go through things and learn, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to make mistakes to learn, you know. So it is what it is, you know, but you have to have patience with Dr. Dre.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you could tell by his own shit, you know what I'm saying?
He
don't want to put his own shit out. And I've been there, and I've heard over 10 different albums of Detox.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it's like, come on, man. It's like, this shit have teared shit up. This shit right. have changed the whole fucking game. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, not to him. Nah, that ain't it. And it could, you know, it could be a little crazy or weird or whatever, but that's him, you know? Michael Jackson was like that. Quincy Jones was like that. Sade is like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You motherfucker put out albums, you won't hear from him for another 7 years. 15 mm-hmm. years or something like that, but every time they put out, they hit.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You mentioned being patient a little while ago, and I've ever since I heard the I Got It Bad, Y'all, and with, you know, with different people coming, with just the incarnation of Liquid Crew, I've been waiting for a Liquid Crew album. or, you know, an offering. And I'm sure you hear that all the time. Talk about, is that ever going to happen? Can we expect a really big representation of the Liquid Crew on your project? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it could happen. The Liquid Crew album could happen. It would have to be the right situation to accommodate every member of the Liquid, because it's like, you know, everybody's their own individual, you know. You know, we've been through our things, you know,
right,
as a crew. Like I said before, it was, you know, we had to come together, and this is recently, we had to come together more on the level of on some family shit, because we started out as kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we loved each other. We like brothers and all that and all kind of other, you know how shit comes into play in your career and all that, and then fuck shit up.
Yeah.
So we had to come together as a family and brothers and get together on some other shit other than music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, come on, man, my kid playing softball, cause, you know, bring the fam out and having the barbecue and the party. We came together on that type of shit instead of trying to talk music all the time, and we're trying to see how everybody in the crew is doing, you know, and see where everybody's head is at.
Right.
You gotta know where, you know, so then, you know, if everybody's head is right, then we could talk about, okay, you know, y'all wanna try to do a record, or, you know, say, well, I could use, for example, like what Exhibit just did, like for his new album, Napalm album, he brought everybody from the Cool Down with Dr. Dre to do a song called Louis the 13th, and it was, you know, it's like classic. It's like, we, you know, it's something we've been waiting on for the longest, and this is going to be the one right here, you know. But it took a while, you know, fighting, scratching, cussing each other out on all kinds, you know. But we brothers at the end of it, you know what I'm saying? It's all about family. We got families now. We're grown men. You know what I'm saying? We got kids. We got mortgages. And, you know what I'm saying? We discuss other things than fucking music.
True.
We came in this game together. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. We know how it is. We know how scandalous this shit is. We've been through it. We made the mistakes. We did fuck shit to each other and talked about each other, but we cool now. You know what I'm saying? And it's more, fuck Liquid Cool. We Liquid Brothers. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't each one of us, it wouldn't be none of us.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
I like to hear that. See, that's what I like to hear. So we're going to continue this conversation. Because I know, folks, there's so much to talk about with the one and only King T. But talk a little bit about, so, Trifling Mixtape. When can we be expecting it? How can people stay in touch with what King T has going on in terms of social media, websites, whatever the case may be? Last words for WCNN.com.
Well, yo, man, I'm fucking with music and beats and shit like that, fucking with new artists every day. You know, that's all I do. I'm kind of new to what, you know, how it is today as far as media and the mixtape thing like that, you know what I'm saying? So I just ask people to be patient, but, you know, I'm trying to drop this in like July next month.
Okay.
In the middle of next month, I'm capping shit off. I'm just trying to, it's like everything is going good right now. I'm you know, you might hear something from me and Special Lad. You might hear something from me and Sean Price and
what? Wait a minute. I gotta stop there. Now that's yes, you got to do that. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I'm working on it, you know, all the people that I love, you know, as an MC, you know what I'm saying? I love Special Ed, you know, and I love this nigga Sean Price is a fucking beast, man.
That's true.
And I just went out to Vegas to see him at a show, and it was just like, yo, this nigga, that's my dude. And, you know, Tash and everybody, they fuck with him. They did joints together and all that. So we're trying to work on that. Working on a few things. I got joints with, you know, mainly a lot of my West Coast counterpart, you know, MC8, especially I got some shit with from the first generation that I'm going to throw on there. You know, got this joint with a relative. I got shit with, you know, it's just, I got some shit with Sadat X.
Nice.
All kind of shit. It's going to be massive, but it's a mixtape, and it's just me having fun and spitting some verses and just letting these cats know that I still, you know, I could still grace the stage and have fun with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I ain't trying to disrespect nobody. I love what the young cats is doing these days. The live, you know, hip hop changes, and we gotta roll with it. You gotta adapt or die. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not hating on nobody. I'm not, you know, I got kids that love everything. You know what I'm saying? The jerking and the 2 Chainz and all that type of shit. You know, I love, you know, so you grow to love it if you hear your kids running around playing that shit all the time, and and especially if you in the hip hop, you know, it grows on you.
True.
You know what I'm saying? It's just new to me. You know, a lot of this shit is new to me, and you got to adapt to it, man. You can't hate on that shit. You know, when we was coming out back in the days, when I was coming out with Ice-T and fucking Ice Cube and all these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was hating on us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, you know, that shit ain't going to fuck that shit. You know, that's that country shit. You know, so I know how it is. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I would never hate. I can't do it. I love all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you know. And plus, we got a lot of classic MCs coming out from the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? J-Rock, Glasses, you know, a lot of, you know, Big Sean, dude, or, you know, whoever. You know, niggas are tired out here. It's coming back to the West. So I just want to be there as far as, and that's the reason I'm putting the Trifling mixtape out. I just want to be there because I'm going to make sure I got these new cats that I'm fucking with. They be plastered all over the mixtape. And producers, I want them to know about the producers. And just know that I could still spit too. And nigga, I'm coming to the shows. We going to rock. And this is hip-hop. This is my life. This is all I know. You know what I'm saying? So fuck it.
That's what's up. So we going to continue this. To be continued part 2. So King T, Dove CNN, that's what's up.